Welcome to Masechas Erevin, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. In the introduction to this Masechta, to this tractate, we explained that the way people used to live in the times of the Mishnah was that they lived in homes, and all the homes would open into a common courtyard. You could have perhaps 10 different homes, and they all opened into a common courtyard. And then that courtyard opened into an alleyway, and there were multiple units of homes with courtyards that opened into the alleyway. Now the rabbis made a gezerah that a person is not allowed to carry from their home to the chatzer, their home to the courtyard, or vice versa, or to one of the other homes that's in their common courtyard, unless they made an eruv. The word eruv literally means something that combines. How does one make an eruv? All the people that live there before Shabbos, they put food in the home of one of the people, and therefore, since they have a right to get it, it's as if they all are kind of centralized in that particular apartment where the food is, and it makes the entire courtyard and the houses like one rishos, like one domain, one jurisdiction, and it's permitted for them to carry. We saw also that there's the shitufei muvos, a way to combine the alleyways, which is not part of this Mishnah here. Now, what happens if one of the people who lives in the courtyard didn't participate in the Eruv? Then the law is that nobody in the entire courtyard is permitted to carry into the courtyard or into the homes. However, on Shabbos, that fellow is allowed to say, I'm mevatel rishos, which means to say, I give up ownership, or I permit people to come into my house. And then anyone who wants could carry in that chaser could carry in that courtyard. Now, our Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a non-Jew lives in that courtyard. What do we do about Aaron? So the Mishnah says like this, Hadarim ha-nachri b'chatzer, one who lives with a non-Jew in the same courtyard, or a Jew who denies the concept of the idea that an Erev works, the validity of an Erev, that non-Jew, or the Jew who doesn't believe in Erev, prohibits his neighbor to carry from his home into the courtyard, or vice versa, until or unless he rents property, he rents the ability to go into the fellow's courtyard. That means if you have a non-Jew there, you have to rent the ability to be in the courtyard, his right to be in the courtyard from him, and then it would be permitted to carry in the chatzer. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir holds that even if one Jew lives with one non-Jew, they share a courtyard, two people sharing a courtyard, one Jewish and one non-Jewish, the law is that the Jew cannot carry there unless he rents the rights from the non-Jew. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, La'olam eino osur, that the single non-Jew living with the single Jew in this courtyard does not prohibit that you shneim Yisraelim osrim zezeh, until there are two Jews that prohibit from one another. The Gemara explains that whether you hold like Rabbi Meir, whether you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, the fact that a non-Jew lives in your courtyard doesn't really prohibit it. And in essence, it wouldn't be a problem to carry into the courtyard. But the rabbis made a decree that you cannot carry there until you rent space from the guy. And the reason for that was to try to dissuade Jewish people from sharing a courtyard with a non-Jew. So the Jews should live in the Jewish part of town, and the non-Jew should live in the non-Jewish part of the town. So therefore they said that unless the guy's going to rent it to you, his area, it's prohibited, and he probably won't want to rent it to you, so then you'll want to live somewhere else. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that the rabbis only decreed when there were two Jews or more who live with one non-Jew in a courtyard. But if a Jew and a non-Jew live together, there's no decree. And the reason for that is because it wasn't common in those days to have a Jew and a non-Jew share a courtyard. Therefore, they didn't make the gezerah, they didn't make the decree. Reb Meir holds that since sometimes it's possible to have a Jew and a non-Jew living in the same courtyard, then even in this situation, the rabbis decreed that unless one rents the space or the right to be in the chatzar, it would be prohibited. Wishing you a great, very successful upcoming day.